to impress at work. And apparently employees are more stressed and under more pressure in the workplace than ever before. I want to speak to TV health and well-being expert Jesse Pavelka, who's on the line. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well. You've obviously worked with The Biggest Loser and Obese and A Year to Save My Life and all these programs that has to do with people being able to, I suppose, take on a serious, serious challenge, whether it be a weight challenge or a mental challenge. Why are employees under the pressure that the latest survey has suggested they're under?
Well, I think that companies are expecting a lot out of their employees now, but companies now are also more than ever interested in how their employees are feeling, how good they feel when they show up to work. And it's not about how much work you're putting in, it's about the quality of work and being at your best. And it's a really exciting time for corporations because wellness is at the forefront.
I was talking to a girl who I work with who went to a seminar not so long ago, and she went in at 8:30 in the morning, and it was being held in London, and all the people who were taking the seminar were dressed as unicorns. And, you know, she thought, what on earth is this about? But within half an hour, she felt like putting on a uniform costume. It was some sort of feel-good day whereby they wanted to make the employees feel, I suppose, as if they had magical powers. You know that nonsense. But she came away sort of revived and rejuvenated and wanting to work harder. There are crazy ways of doing it, but the bottom line is you should not take your employee for granted and allow them just to go through the mundane day in, day out.
Right. You want to make it interesting. You want to make it fun. And I like that you said feel good day. I think that's important. Everybody wants to feel good about their work, about their contribution, not only at work, but also at home as well. So it's about a balance too, just as much as it is about outputs and, you know, showing up, feeling positive, feeling efficient.
But does that make you feel efficient? Does that make you efficient, feeling efficient?
Mm-hmm. Does it make you efficient?
But, you know, if you feel as if you're going to be an efficient person, does that make you produce better?
I think if you feel good about yourself, if you have a positive outlook on things, then you become more efficient and more creative.
So it's all about positivity. Employers listening to this program should be taking on board that the next time they see an employee, they should be praising him or her. They should be encouraging him or her. They should be giving the thumbs up. That isn't always the approach from managers. Some managers think that if you give too much in terms of praise, you know, you lose the little bite that you have, the little edge that you have, because managers have to be above their employees. They can't be equal to them.
Yeah, I think it depends on the manager's approach. And sometimes it is necessary to be tough. I think that's how it goes in any industry. But if you can't have every day be an exciting day and every day be positive, but you can feel good still, right? You can wake up and you can find time to move. You can wake up, you can have a healthy meal. You can wake up, you can connect with people. You can practice mindfulness. And that's what our initiative is about. It's about four different areas: food, movement, mind power, and family. Four different areas of your life that you can implement some small changes. So if we're talking about food, a lot of people, they feel like it's got to be a diet. It's got to be this really extreme program that they've got to go on. Our initiative is about small changes. So if you're looking at food, we're talking about drinking more water. We're talking about having more color on your plate. You know, having a healthy breakfast and a healthy lunch and a healthy dinner with two snacks. So small changes that you can make. And as far as movement, that's just about finding those windows of time at work where you can be active, whether it's your lunch break, finding 10 minutes of time where you can get out and live through your body instead of living in your head. When you talk about mind power, we're talking about your mind. And I think this is one of the more important areas that we need to focus on at work, is how do we feel upstairs, right? How do we feel when we go to work and when we leave work? Are we anxious? Are we stressed? And if we are, how can we change that? And part of it's just paying attention, deep breathing, meditation, finding those windows of time where we can just take a break and a beat from the hustle. And then the family aspect is about connecting. And it's about finding the people at work and at home that can support you and that can kind of help you on your wellness journey. So if we can focus on those four areas, it doesn't really matter what the manager expects of you. It's about how you feel, right?
Do you think employers are as family friendly as they should be, or do they see the bottom line most of the time?
I think they're more aware of the importance of having an employee have a healthy lifestyle at home as well as at work. the family element at work is just as important as it is at home. I think we have our work families and we have our families at home, and they both need to have a healthy dynamic, and we have to have support in both families.
What about if you have a freelance listening to you at the moment, someone who is self-employed and they're thinking about the food they take, the movement they get, the mind power that may affect them and their family, and they're maybe in a car that they're paying off at the moment, they're driving across the country to meet another deadline to sign another deal or maybe lose out on another deal. They can hardly get their breath, they're under such pressure, but they're putting the food on their own plate back at home for their family, the answer to no one else, but their heart is about to stop. They are so stressed. What do you say to a person like that?
I think you have to make your health a priority no matter what, whether you're working at a corporation or you have your own business. The four elements, food, movement, mind, power, and family, apply. And if you're gonna let your health kind of fall down the priority list, yeah, you're gonna suffer. You're gonna feel anxious. You're gonna feel a lot of pressure. But if you can move it up the priority list, make it, you know, pretty close to the top, if not at the top, then all of those things seem to work out still. You know, you're still gonna be able to get the work done. You'll be more efficient. You'll be more deliberate in what you do too. But you have to find time for yourself. You have to find those little windows of time where you can practice the four elements.
Jesse, it's good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jesse Pavelka talking about